Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Lamed, 30th daf here in Maseches Demai. And again, this Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are on Chaf Tes Mabez. We got to the two dots, but I said I'll start with the issues relating a little bit to Pesha Asar. And that is, the sugi came up yesterday relating to Ne'emanus. Ne'emanus, if I leave something, it was not Dafka Ne'emanus of Chumas and Maestras, but if I leave something, I deposited it in the hands of a Kusi, an Am Haaretz, a non-Jew. Do we assume it's the same item? Do we assume it's the same wheat? So we spoke about two different cases. We spoke about the first half of the Mishnah is where I give the wheat to a grinder, to a someone who professionally grinds it into flour. And the second case is where I give it as a pikadon. I just give it to guard. I give it to watch for me. So we spoke about the different rules in the Mishnah. If I give it to a grinder, the Tanakam, the Mishnah said that I could trust it's the same. Beches kasad, if you give it to an Am Haaretz, or a kusi, beches kas on the maiseros of Lashvias, we assume it's the same, partly because they have no reason to switch. But if I give it to a nachri, so then it's at least demai. It's at least demai. We don't assume it's, and what I gave them is misukanim. So when it comes to a nachri, demai. And what about by pikadon? So that's the second half of the Mishnah. So again, if I give it to a kusi or an Am Haaretz, beches kas on the maiser of Lashvias, the same thing. And regarding a nachri, machlokas. Kepeirosav, meaning it's 100% tevel, or it is demai. So the Gemara spoke about yesterday on Chaf Tes Mabez. Well, what happens if the Am Haaretz says, "Well, I switched it, but it's meusar," right? It would be believed. He would be believed if he didn't say anything. But now he said something. So does that help? So that's what the Vilna Gaon here, the Grub, writes. Pirish to have a pesha asar, a pesha hitir, the neman b'migo di bayish asik. Right, it could have been believed with the halacha principle of Pesha Asar / Migu. That is a huge topic in the Rishonim, beginning in the second parak of Ksubis. In the Bavli, the relationship between Migu and Pesha Asar. Right, Pesha Migu itself is has different understandings amongst the Achronim. Is it just what's called an Anan Sahadi? Meaning it's obvious that if you would have just you wanted to be trusted, you could have just kept quiet. The fact that you said something and you put yourself into a more precarious situation that we have to rely on you, it must be you telling the truth. It's an anansadi. Anansadi, the boy shasik, that you could have just kept quiet and you could have been believed. The fact that you said something that gives you, you know, puts you in a certain light, that it must be that you're telling the truth. And the other way that is formulated by the achronim is what's called koach ne'emanus. Koch ne'emanus, which means there's this magical halachic principle of migu that if you could have tainted, if you could have claimed another taina, so we give you the power of that claim, even if you didn't actually say that claim. Right, like similar to the concept that we have in halacha called ta'aninan. Sometimes Bezdin will claim something on behalf, let's say, of children. That the children don't know the halacha, they're not smart enough to know what to claim, but Bezdin will claim on their behalf. Ta'aninan liyarshim, ta'aninan lilokeach. Ta'aninan for people who wouldn't be able to know better. So that's a similar idea, you know, that even if they didn't claim it, we'll give you the power as if. So that's a question within Migu. So then there's the question, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what is the relationship between Pesha Asar and Migu? Is that one and the same? Is Pesha Asar also, it sounds like, you know, Anan Sadi could have just kept quiet. Right? Remember, the woman comes to town and says, "Hi, I'm divorced." So she could have just not said anything, and we wouldn't have known she was ever married in the first place. So she comes and says, "I was married, and I'm divorced." So that's similar to a Migu. So that's a question in the Rishonim about that relationship. But we also mentioned that Pesha Asar is the one of the two places in Shas Bavli where the Gemara says, "Lomali kras svarahu." The Gemara quotes a pasuk for the source for Pesha Asar as Biti Nasati L'Ish Hazeh. And the Gemara says, what do you need a pasuk for? That's a svara, as we just explained. Right? They could have just kept quiet. Ibo Ish Hazeh. The fact that you said something, you know, must be telling the truth. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's a svara, and therefore, you use the pasuk for something else. And the other place is Babakama Memvavim Abez, in the Bavli, and that is Amosi Bechavir Alav Araya. Right? Where, if I want to be motzi money from you, I have to bring a proof to be motzi it. And that is implicitly part of this mesechta. As we know, the yesod of demai is the Takana of Demai is that you have to take off Trumas Meiser, and you have to take off Meiser Sheni and take that to Yerushalayim. But the other two, Truma Gadola, we don't think that the Ami Aretz are chashed with. So the Truma Gadola I don't have to worry about. But the Meiser Rishon, Rov Ami Aretz Maser Neim. So what do? I separate the Meiser Rishon, and then I can keep it for myself. Why? Hamos Bechaver Alav Araya. Right, that's the Meiser Ani, I can keep for myself. Mavish, I keep it myself, because I'm Moshe Bechaver Alav Araya. So part of this Masechta is based on that principle. Right, we had that back on Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph, we discussed that. So those are the two places where it says it. So ask the Pnei Yeshua in the first daf of the sixth parak of Brachas asks, if you say you see clearly from this Gemara that Svara is on the level of Daraisa, because the Gemara says, Lamali cross Svarahu, when you need a pasuk for it's a Svara, so it's clearly that Svara is on the level of Daraisa, so why are Birchas Hanen in Durabanan? That's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Right? If we know that Svara is on the level of Daraisa, and the Gemara says in the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas that why do we make a bracha before we eat or drink or smell? Because asur lehenos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. You're not allowed to get benefit from the world without making a bracha, and that's a svara. The Gemara ends off. The Gemara tries to say it's a pasuk, but the Gemara rejects all the psukim and ends up saying it's a svara. So ask the Pnei Yeshua. So why do we not say that making a bracha before we eat or drink is going to be daraisa? And I would still say, it says, don't tell me, oh, savi brachas lahakel. You can still say Tamei Brachas Lahakel, even if you say Tamei Daraisa. Even if you say Brachas of Daraisa. Because you have, I wanted Tamei Daraisa Lachomra. Right? No. Because you have the counter pressure of Bracha Levatoa. So even if you say Brachas of Daraisa, says the Pnei Yeshua, you can still say Tamei Brachas Lahakel. And therefore, I don't know why the Rishonim assume that it is Darabanan, and says the Pnei Yeshua, Lulei de Mistafina. I argue. I think it's Daraisa. I think it's the Raisa, that's how he ends up saying. So Nirlani is that Filum Tinsalomar. The Svarzu Avidami Daraisa Filuhachi, you could say Savi Brachos Lahaka. And he says, and that maybe is even the Pshat of Tosfos. He's looking at Tosfos, the bottom of Lamid, Ham and Aleph in Brachas. Sounds like it's saying it's Rabbanan, but the Pnei Yeshua says you could even read it to be Daraisa. So how do you answer that question? That's a strong kasha. How do you answer that kasha? Why aren't brachas daraisa? Right? Why is only brachas amazon and brachas atorah daraisa? Why are the other brachas derabanan? So the achronim all get into the act. The Noda Bihuda, he lives right after the Pnei Yeshua. The first Pischei Tshuva in Hilchas Avelis quotes that the Pnei Yeshua said in his Sava, in his will, I don't want any espedim. So the Noda Bihuda says, Agri maspedim. Right? Why? Because the Gadol Ador you don't have to listen to in this regard. The Am needs to hear about the Gadol Ador, and therefore, even though the Pnei Yeshua requested no Espedim, the Noda Bihuda says that the Am needs to hear about the Pnei Yeshua, and therefore, we don't have to listen in this regard. So the Noda Bihuda in the Tzlach, in the commentary, he says, one of the answers is that Svara could create a halacha. It can't create a mitzvah. Right, what do you mean? So keep it up aim. Well, the Gemara, Lomeli Kresvarhu. Why is it a pasuk? It's a svara. Why does the Torah have to say keep it up aim? Why does the Torah have to say don't steal? Why does the Torah have to say, you know, any of the mitzvahs, what we call, sichlios, or the mishpatim? Lomeli Kresvarhu. The answer is, you can't create a mitzvah based on the svara. Hamoz Mechaber Lavarai and Pesha Asur are creating halachos, not creating mitzvos. So, brachos is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. It's not just a halacha. So therefore, you can't create a mitzvah based on that. That's one idea. The Minchas Asher, Asher Weiss, in his Svarim, writes another idea, and that is, there are different kinds of Svaris. Right? If you ask the average guy on the street, Amos Bechaber Alav Araya, does that make sense? Yeah, it'll make sense. You want to get something from me, you got to prove it. That makes sense. Pesha Asar, that makes sense. Right? That's Higayon Saruf. Pure logic. So you ask the guy in the Pesha Asa, it makes a lot of sense. You ask somebody on the street, you know, you make a bracha before you eat. Right? Do you make a bracha before you eat? Does that make sense? That's a religious svara. That's not an intellectual svara. And that's a different type of svara. That's in a religious, emotional, right? And most people in the world would do a Amos Mechavero and a Pesha Asar. But they wouldn't do brachas. So that's a different kind of svara, and that's not what the Gemara is referring to. And therefore, that wouldn't be on the level of Daraisa. Okay, so Pesha Asar came up a little bit. There's more there, but let's continue. So we are at the two dots. So the Gemara asks, why is there a difference in the Mishnah? Right, going back to the Mishnah for a minute. Right, the first half of the Mishnah said, if you deposit your wheat with a grinder and you give it to a guy, then you have to assume the fruit are demai, meaning you're not sure. And if you give it to a guy as a pikadon, as a deposit, then you assume machlokes, the Tanakhama says, kipe rosav. It's like his fruit, which is vadai tevel. Right, assuming, according to the Manda Amar, that ain't koachla goy lafkim de maisrus, and even if a guy owns it, you can be chayim in shubas de maisrus. So what's the difference between the Tanakhama? Why, in the first case, when you give it to a grinder, it's only a suffix. You're not sure if he switched. And in the second case, you assume vada, he did switch. Right, it's like his fruit. What's the difference? So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the two? Answers the Gemara, kan kupa bekupos, vekan peros beperos. Did you give it to the guy in a box, or did you give him loose wheat? Right, in the first case, you're giving it to a grinder, so you're giving him loose wheat. You're giving him loose wheat, so then he is a little more hesitant in terms of switching it, because he doesn't know exactly how much is there. You didn't give it to him in a box. So he'll be more hesitant to switch it because maybe you know how much there is and he doesn't and it won't be so exact. So therefore, it's just demai. It's just demai in the resha. In the sefer, you gave it to him as a pikadon, as a security. You give it to him in a box. Give it to him in a box. He has no problem switching the boxes. You got a box of wheat full. I'll give you a box of wheat back full. And therefore, you could assume more that he switched. He has no nemanis, and therefore, it's kepei rosav in that case and not just demai. So the difference between giving him something that he could he's supposed to work at, the uman, and in a box. The world of pikadon versus, this isn't milvet, right? This is for an item to use, but pikadon is fascinating because pikadon, I give you something, you're my shomer. Is that, whose rishus is that in? Right? If somebody steals something, then it's not in my rishus. I understand that. Right, that's the din of Rabbi Yochanan in the seventh parak of Baba Kama. Right, a gozav alonus Yashua bayalim. If somebody steals something, and I did not have yeyush yet, so neither of us can be makdashit. Shnei mei yecholam lahakdisho. Zelafishin shalov, zelafishin ebrishuso. It's not mine. It is mine, but it's not in my rishus. So the gozlan can't be makdashit because it's not his. I can't be makdashit because it's not in my rishus. So we know that's by a gzela. What about by pikadon? By pikadon, I give it to you to watch for me. So it's not in my rishus. Or is it? Or is it? Right, so that's a sugya. That's a sugya, because pikadon, there's also a line in Chazal, kol hecha di'isa, b'rishus hitamari isa. Wherever it is, it's mine. You're watching it for me. You're like my shliach. It's just like it's in my house. Right, so there are 2 days in the Rishonim. The Me'iri in Baba Kama has 2 days. Can I be makdashit pikadon? Right, if I have something in my house, I can be makdashit. Can I be makdashit if it's not in my house, but you have it, you're holding it for me? So the Me'iri in Baba Kama Samachtes, upikadon mia kolshu modebo, says the, this is a machlokas Rishonim, whether one can be makdish a pikadon. The Rambam says, only if the shomer is mode, that he has it. If the shomer is mode that he has it, then fine, then it's kilus in your ishus. If he's not mode, then it's, that he can. Then it's kfira, then it gets into the world of gzela. So the Meiri quotes this also. Ubipikadon mia kolshu modebo yireshuhu rashoi lahaktish shebirshusohu. It's in your rishus. V'chein b'chol davar shelo nitan lohotza'a. As long as it's not nitan lohotza'a, right? What is he alluding to? Milveh. Milveh lohotza'a. And if I give you money, I lend you money, and then I want to be makdash that money, I can't be makdash that money. Because that's called milveh lohotza'a nitna. It's milva is meant to be used. So if I give you, I'm not planning to get that money back. I give you the money, and I'm going to get back different money. But that money is yours. If I give you something to watch at pikadon, no, I'm planning to get that back. Right? That's not meant to be used. Right? That's not meant to be used. If you use that, that's a shol shalom idas. Right? That's illegal. So that's what the Meiri says here. As long as he's modeh, so you could be makdashit. V'chein b'chol davar shel nitan lotzah, could go in kalim. Holu modeh bahem. V'yesh chol kimbazu, and some argue and say, no, it's more connected to you than it is a milveb, but it's still not in your rishus to be makdish. Mimash armu lamata, but he says later on, adav ayin, the next daf in Baba Kama, lokas finan urchasa metaltali, umafarshamo sa'afa kalim, shehim ba'en, vein devrim nirim klau, and I don't agree, says the Meiri, I think that you can be makdish, a pikadon. Again, hektish is always the litmus test. Is it really yours? right? Could you be makdashit? That's always the litmus test. V'tamadavar mipnei shem biyadam kipikadon to lo kafrei. Right, and then he said, what about milveh? Zeshakasavnu milveh she'enu yochalak disha. Then he has different days about milveh bishtar, milveh alpeh. Right, all of these are fascinating inyanim. Okay, so pikadon is a huge topic. Could you be mochel a pikadon? That's also an interesting machlokas we're showing him. If you have a pikadon, I can be mochel a chov. Right? You owe me money. Keep it. I'm mochel it. What if you have an item of mine? I'm mochel it to you. Could you be mochel an item? You could be mochel a chov and you could sell an item. Could you be mochel an item? So that is not clear. That's machlokas achronim. And there's a lot of lumdis about mechila and about pikadon. Sometimes you have overlapping sugyas. Could you be mochel a pikadon? Well, it depends how you view mechila and depends how you view pikadon. Right? Two different issues. But let's continue for now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah, top of the Amud. So this is going back on the Tanakhama. Remember the Tanakhama said that if I in the second case of the Mishnah, if I give a Nachri, if I give a non-Jew an item to watch, so then it is Kipperosav. We assume for sure that he switched. So the Gemara asks, is that 100% for sure that he switched, and therefore even Lekula, we could assume this is Tevel? Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'a kumi Rabbi Zeira. Ma kiperosav mamish? Poter tevel barur b'makom acher? Is it mamish tevel? And therefore, let's say if you have some other tevel, you can be mafrish mizel zeh. You don't have to be worried that one is being a pater al achayiv. It's vadai tevel 100%. So, Rabbi Zeira answers Amalei. Ulachal teba, everything in it. Meaning yes. Yeah, you could assume that that's what the Nachri has known Nehmanis. And you assume that they switch things and they're not trusted to give back exactly what you gave them. And therefore, you could assume it is tevel. And the Gemara ends off by saying, "V'lo al yos havi Rabbi Chanina masters lo al yos mavi Rabbi Chanina masters l'kabel Rabbi Acha." This same conversation took place elsewhere in Maseches Avodah Zarah between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Acha, and it's not appropriate. V'lo al yos, it wasn't appropriate. Rabbi Chanina started fighting with Rabbi Acha about this, meaning it's true. It's even vadei tevel, right? Don't be surprised. It's even vadei tevel. It applies to because we assume it is was for sure switched. Right, you see the Mara Folda, Ulachol Diba, or the last few skinny lines, Ulachol Masha Yesh Peperus Agoy Nasati Luhu Elu Perus. Whatever status a Perus of a Goy have, that's these Perus have. Klomar Tevel Gomorheim. It's Tevel Gomor Lafisha Vadai Hechlifan. We assume that if an Anju has it, he doesn't think that there's any significance to the grain that you gave him, so he'll switch it. And then he quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that also discusses with different personalities. Interesting lashon of Masris, right? He's fighting with Rav Acha, Masris. So whenever this verb comes up, we like to quote the thought of Rav Kook in Brachas, Daf Chav Zayin in the Ein Ayah. Masris from the word tris, from the word shield. And that's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Zayin when they talk about the Bali Tresen. They call the Ba'alei Beis HaMedrash the shield bearers, the Bali Tresen. They fight with a shield. Or why do they fight with a shield? Usually you fight with a spear. Why do you fight with a shield? Why are the Bali Melchamta Shel Torah, why are they called shield bearers? So that's Rav Kook's idea in Os Ches, there in the fourth parak. Hamtena Shikanta Bali Tresen. Yesh Melchemes Magain Umelchemes Tigra. There are two types of battle. There's we would call it defensive and offensive. Right? There's Magain, right? Defensive. Right? That's it's not the IOF, it's the IDF. Right? The Israeli Defense Forces, not the Israeli Offense Forces. Sometimes you gotta have a little offense in order to have the best defense. Right, but it's defense, meaning it's a melchemes magen. We'd rather not be in this fight, but we have to. But that's melchemes magen. The goal of melchemes magen is to protect myself, and the goal of the melchemes tigra is to attack the other person. When it comes to Torah, the goal is not to attack. The goal is to defend and try to come up with the emes in the Dvar Hashem. And that's why it's called Tresen, Bali Tresen, because those fighting melchemes Torah aren't just interested in attacking the other opinion. They're defending their own opinion in order to try to come to the MS. And if it ends up that their opinion is no good, then they'll drop their opinion. Melchemes Tigra mechavenes lahapil ha'oyev ula'abdo. Melchemes Magen lahachzik ma'amad atzmo. Kein ha'deos ha'ra'os. Kishin nilchamim aleihem, suicham latzeis melchemes Tigra la'abdon. Ara yisod l'bal yarilu ba'arsan. If it's a heretical opinion out there in life, then you have to go out and fight it and attack it so that it doesn't poison you. Aval divrei Torah shegam ha'osrim kahamatirim heim divrei elokim chayim heim. But in divrei Torah elu ve'elu rach shekol achen mechuyev lahachzik b'daito lefi shehi lefi deo mechuven eslamita shel halacha la'asos ma'asa kamosa. But everybody thinks that they have the right opinion. Al kein ena ki'im melchemes magain limso ma'amed lamaisa al pi daito. Aval shegam dazu asu idas shlema umi mekar kadosh hinovas. Al kein nikru tamid hachacham ha'mesasken b'ilu avikuchim. Ba'alei treisen, tofsei magain. Right, and that's what it says, the lashon here, Rabbi China is masris, right, from the word treisen, lekabel Rebbe Acha. Okay, we continue. So that was all, we just discussed the Tanakama. So the Tanakama, we have the steer in the Tanakama, right, why in the first case of the tochein, it's d'mai, and the second case is vadai tevel. But now what about Rabbi Shimon? Right, Rabbi Shimon argued in the Seifa. Rabbi Shimon said, even if you give it to a guy, it's d'mai. Demai, it's not Vadai. You don't know if he switched or not, so you have to treat it as Demai, and therefore, be Machmer. So Rabbi Chiya Barbun b'shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, lo amar Rabbi Shimon ela k'dei kupaso. When does Rabbi Shimon say this, that it's Demai, that you're not sure? If you gave him, let's say, a box, and you know he has a box of wheat. You gave him a box of wheat, and you know that's what he has. That's what this guy has. He has a box of wheat. So that's when you assume that he might have switched it, and therefore, that box is demai, the same amount. But if you gave him two boxes, he has one box, and you gave him two boxes. So you have to assume that he switched both of them somehow. So the Gemara says no. So in that case, if you gave him two and he gave you back, and he only has one, so achas demai v'achas vadai. You assume that one of them is demai, one of them was possibly switched, and the other one is still fine. The other one is misukan. And therefore what? And therefore, but you don't know which is which. So how does it help you? So the answer is, but you only have to give one Trumas Meiser for free. That's the nafkamina. Let's say you're going to have to do a Trumas Meiser from both of these boxes. But when you give it to the Kohen, the Kohen's going to have to pay for one of them. Right? Because you know only one of them really is going to the Kohen. One of them is Misukan. You just don't know which one. So you're going to give some from each box. One of them you have to give to the Kohen. That is real Trumas Meiser, just like Truma, and you're not allowed to take money for that. But the other one is not. The other one is not. Right? Just like if I have Truma that I own. Let's say I have, it's not true, but let's say my mother was a Bas Kohen, right? And my mother's father got Truma, and he yarshined it to me. And I'm a Yisrael, right? So I have Truma now. I don't have to give it to the Kohen for free. It's my Truma. It's like I mean, mafir something, so I can sell that. I can sell that. It's I'm not going to get too much because there's not such a demand for it. It's only Kohenim. So here too, what's the nafgimina? Achaz demai v'achaz vadai. So one is demai, so you could give it to the Kohen to get money back for one of them. Big kayamos. That's only if both boxes are still here. You gave the guy two boxes of wheat, and you know he has one box of wheat. That's his own. And he gives you back two boxes of wheat. So there you can assume one is misukan and one is demai. If they're both here. Avalim nechal rishona. What if there's only one? Let's say, I don't know, you consume the first one already. Could you like assume, oh, the first one was the demai and the second one is misukan? You can't assume that. You have no idea. And therefore, shniya demai. You got to, the second one is still demai, and you have to be mafresh. And there, if you only have one left somehow, then you have to give it for free. You can't say, oh, this is the chumer one. You have to give the chumas master to the Kohen, not to sell it in that case. Not slumi menu, mea b'nei adam, psachem, please. Not slumi menu, mea b'nei adam, mea se'in. What happened? If 100 people gave a sa'ah each to this guy, he only has one, remember. He only has one. But 100 people gave him, and now 100 people took their saws back, b'basachas, all at once. So what do you say now? So there's only one of these that's demai. Kolecha v'echa mesachin demai, but each one, tough luck. Each one has to, maybe I'm the one that got switched. And therefore each of the boxes are demai. And even if after that, each of those 100 people, nisanam la'adam echad, even if those 100 people then gave it all to one person, that doesn't change the halacha. Kfar niru lios, we change the girsa. Demai. Right? It's still demai. Once it's demai, it's always demai. And even if you give it to one person afterwards, right, it's still demai, and therefore each one of them you have to be mafresh from. Let's just finish and then we'll make a comment. But, not tell me menu adam echad, if one person had given him 100, and then one person took it all back. They'd kama sa'im basachas harishona demai vashar vadai. No. Only the first one he takes back is demai. And the rest are vadai misukan. Vadai misukan. What's the difference? The Ma'ara Folda explains, mistama, the guy switched the first one. So if there's 100 people there, you can't rely on that. But if it's all the same person, you can rely on that. Why? Because really, midaraisa, there's bittel, chad betray batel. There's bittel, but we're machmir. Like we spoke about the past couple of days. Demai was nitkan ala safek, and therefore we're machmir, even though regular rules of bittel and rov should apply. So if it's all one person, then you can say the laws of bittel apply. If it's different people's items, then there can't be bittel on dini mamonis of different people's items. So sugi at the end of Masechas Beitza in the Bavli. There's no bittel on other various people's money. Right? If you have one isser and one heter, fine. But here this isn't. Here there's just, you don't know which is which. And therefore, if it's all different people taking it, the Ma'ara Folda explains, so then you have to be machmer and assume each one might be demai. But if it's all one person, it's only one is demai and the rest are misukan, which is the next line. Nastam lameya b'nei adam, and even if he then gives it to 100 people, farnir lios vadai, you could, each one of them could assume, I got the good one. I got 90, right, there's 99 good ones and only one, demai, they could all assume that they got the good one. Look at the Ma'ara Folda now, right towards the last few skinny lines. Dahasam, hachi amrina nimari shona hechlev shi alula lakakshay satchila batalina nadmai, afilu tomrash eina admai, kulan is batlum in a Torah. In this latter case, it's all batal daraisa. Omi derabanan delo batal koshi ishkan litolos velomar zu iser tolenba, vashar mutarin. Avalkan hol the ancient bnei adam itstarfen levatel, right? Valkol echad ikal amemer lagabe didei ha'iser kulan asurin. So if it's different people, then they can't rely on bittel. Maybe I got the usser one. If it's all one person, I got it all. So therefore, you can rely on bittel in that case. Stop there for a moment. Just two ha'aris. The Ma'ara Folda continues and says, on the third line of our Gemara, we had only if the 100 people come and take it all at once. If they take back their boxes all at once, then we say, okay, yep, each one of them has to be choshesh that they got the demai. But what if they took it back one after another? Then each of them could assume it's vadai mesukan. Similar to shnei shvilin. Shnei shvilin, he quotes the Mishnah in Taras. The Mishnah in Taras, Perikei, Mishnehei, and that's quoted in Psachim Adaf Yud. That's the big sugya of shnei shvilin. What's shnei shvilin? You have two paths. One Tame path, one Tahar path. Two people went down. Each one of them went down one of the paths. But they don't know which one was Tame, which one was Tahar. And they both come to you and say, Rabbi, am I Tame or Tahar? So one of them is 100% Tame and one of them is 100% Tahar. You have no idea. So the Mishnah says, if they came to you at the same time and asked, Rabbi, so you got to make them both Tame because you don't know. But if they come to you one after another, they're both tahar. Each one, you can say, okay, salvik tamar, b'shus harabim. Right? Each one of them, even though, logically, that's called tarti desasri. That's an inner contradiction. Doesn't make sense. One of them's got to be tame. Doesn't matter. Right? I could ask the question when each of them come separately. Let me think about your status. Salvik tamar, b'shus harabim, tahar. If they both come together, then I have to give one composite psak. And I can't give one composite psak and say, you are both tahar. Right? That doesn't work. But if I could do it one after another, that's okay. So the Ma'ara Folda says, that's why it says basachas here. Right? Because it's like shnei shvilin. Right? If it's basachas, so then you gotta be machmir. You gotta say each one of them might have demai. Right? But if one of them, each one of them comes one after the other, then you can say, okay, you got 99 out of the 100, you got a misukan one. So that's the bas achas comment on the third line. The other connection that we could talk about here, right? What does he say? The second half, that if one person got it, so then he could say 99 are good and one of them is demai. And if he then gave it to 100 other people, then each one of them could say, I'm good. Right, I got vadai misukan. So that reminds us a little bit of the sugya in the beginning of Yoradei Simin Kuftes. Right, as chad betray. Let's say you have 100 pieces of meat and one non-kosher piece of meat that got mixed in. So there's bittel. Bittul. Bittul, and therefore what? And therefore the Isser is Batel, and therefore, could you eat all of them? Could you eat all of them? Could you eat all of them at once? Do you have to leave one out? Right, so that is, that's the, if you look at the tour, at the beginning of Simen Kuftes and the Shulchan Aruch, the Rosh says you can eat all of them at once. Isser nefach leheter. That's what bittul means. The Isser has turned into heter, and therefore you could eat all of them. Right, that's what the Rosh says at the beginning of Kuftes. And his son, the tour, in the beginning of Kuftes. Kiva shen esbala chaticha brov muteres legamrei. Afilu isura drabanan lecha. Umutur laadam echad leechal kulam biyachad. One person can eat them all. Avabishabavade ochal isser. Even though somebody is eating the isser. Right? Or he is eating the isser. One person. V'chein mutur lecha kol achaz achaz b'fnei atzman. You can eat each one of them one at a time. Vein sorach lahashlech achaz neged isser. You don't have to throw one out against Rashi. Rashi says you got to throw one out. Who knows if that's the one? Doesn't matter. You got to throw one out. The Rashba says you could eat them all, but not at once. Right? All different opinions. You can eat them all, but not at once. Al Rashba hitzrach lachlam achas achas. Not all at once. Ve'ikilu b'davar zeh lefi shekol echad omid b'fei atzmo v'ochel k'lecha b'fnei atzmo. Other Rishonim say one person can't eat all of them. Many different people, because each one, the smag, the Beis Yosef quotes the smag. Yesh v'achrish lo lo'achlan adam echad shenimsa she'ochel b'vada iser. V'divri atosfus. If different people eat it, so then each person could say, well, I ate the kosher one. If one person eats all of them, then he for sure ate the iser one. We get all these different opinions about what happens. Could you assume, you know, that it's all nefach le'iser and nefach le'heter, like it discusses here. Last line of for today. So the Gemara says, but one second, we started off on the bottom of Amud Aleph. What did Rabbi Chiya Bar Bun say? That Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is kedei kupaso, which you give the same exact amount. And then, therefore, you say it's demai. But v'atani b'shem Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Tarfon, asu peiros Yisrael zeh keperos kusi zeh demai. Which sounds like, even if there is a lot, not just exactly the same amount that was given. Right? Not just kedei kupaso. Sounds like it's even, more. See the second to last Mara folder. Hai lishna mashma kol peiros yifkid etzlo. V'at amret akedei kupaso v'sulo. Right? It sounds like all the peiros that you gave him. So the Gemara says, no, okay, you could stick it into Reb Tarfon's formulation. O-T lo amar Rabbi Shimon, ala kedei kupaso. You could say that's what this Rabbi Tarfon means. Only up to kedei kupaso. You could understand the brisa like the Mishnah. You don't have to say that there is any argument here. Okay, I'll have to stop here. And we'll continue next time with the 31st daf of Meseches Demai.